Windy City Queer Cast.
Gays and lesbians are all the rage.
We're here and we're queer.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
We're talking mega gay.
Ooh, I like that.
I'm Amy Matheny.
This program is brought to you in part by American Airlines, offering exciting GLBT vacations online at aa.com/rainbow.
You're listening to the Windy City Queer Cast, show number 525. I'm Amy Matheny, and if you're listening to this, please know this was pre-recorded before the Tony Awards. I know normally I have a big Tony Awards show, or at least I'm talking about the Tony Awards immediately following the big gay high holidays. And unfortunately, due to travel, this show is recorded in the middle of a coolish Midsummerfest weekend. I hope everybody had a great, great time. It really, boy, between like Gay Idol and Midsummerfest, IML, these things, they just start chronicling, right? That like summer is here, even though it feels really cool and I wish it was warmer in Chicago. You know, and that the weather was a little nicer. We'll take it because these are all signs that summer is imminent for many people, if they've got kids, their kids got out of school. Unless they're in public schools, then those kids are at least having some coolish weather as they are still in school because of the strike. And lots of great entertainment going on. And we are barreling into our big Windy City Gay Idol semifinals this weekend, Saturday, June 15th at Sidetrack. It is the afternoon fun Pride Month event of the year. I have to tell you, we will have 400 plus people inside track in every inch of the bar, from the cherry bar, the side bar, the glass bar, the new bar, the back bar, the rooftop bar. You'll be able to hear and see the contestants on television screens throughout the bar, no matter where you are. Doors open at 2 o'clock. It's only $10 to get in. 2 o'clock, doors open. 3 o'clock, we start, and we have such a fun afternoon. We have amazing contestants, 23 contestants, all hoping to be in the top 12 for the finals. And somebody in the audience is going to win tickets to the Australian Bee Gees show that's just been announced with Broadway in Chicago, which I love the Bee Gees. Love them. Also, somebody in our audience is going to win a trip for two, flown on American Airlines to Toronto, Canada. Cool city for GLBT folk. You'll have 4 days and three nights in Toronto, in a hotel, and you'll have a Toronto city pass that gets you to great events and event locations, attractions, I guess we'd call them, throughout the city. And it's just an amazing, amazing town. And we have not had Toronto as a partner on Gay Idol for a few years, and so I'm so glad to have them back, because obviously with Deb Pierce we keep in touch with Toronto, and Toronto in 2014 is hosting World Pride, so they've got a lot to offer there for LGBT travel, and we are psyched. So somebody out of the people inside track somebody's going to win a trip for two to Toronto, so excited about that. So come, vote, have drinks, enjoy the beautiful bar, enter to win a trip. You're going to win. There's lots of other theater tickets, tickets to About Face Theaters, The Pride and Writers Theater. And like I said, Broadway in Chicago, plus this trip for two. And you don't have to pay anything. You're just entered to win once you come in and get your ballot and get your raffle ticket. So that's where I will be. Myself and Sophia Sapphire will be hosting along with Mitchell Fain. Scott Duff will be there helping run things. But Mitchell Fain will be on our judges panel along with Megan Big Red Murphy. If you've seen Megan's Big Red show on Thursdays, many Thursdays of the month at Mary's Attic, as well as artists from Bailiwick Theater, artistic director Lillianne Brown, and director Scott Ferguson. So it's going to be fun, fun, fun. There is no better village to help host something than Sidetrack. I'm excited to be with the men of Sidetrack and all the men and women of the LGBT community. You know, it's really a family fun event because contestants bring out their moms and dads and coworkers, and everybody comes to support them. And if you want to, you might want to go ahead and buy your tickets for the finals, because no matter who is in our top 12, we have such amazing singers this year that it will be the show of the summer. We are going to be at Main Stage this year. That's Main with a Y, M-A-Y-N-E stage. And tickets, VIP tickets are on sale for the big finals, which are Wednesday, June 26th. They're wedged right in between Pride Fest and the Pride Parade on Wednesday night, June 26th at Main Stage. Tickets are on sale, and we'll have this linked in our show notes at mainstage.com/gayidol.aspx. And you can get your tickets, $20 VIP tickets, which are on sale now, get you a reserve seat, because some people won't have seats. You'll be standing or fending for yourself with general admission. So you get a reserve seat, which has tableside and beverage service. They have great food and drinks there. Of course, our sponsors Smirnoff and Tanqueray, Don Julio and Kettle One. We'll have some great drink specials. We're also giving away a trip for two there on June 26th and some other prizes, plus guest performances from one of our top 12 contestants last year, who went on to make it to American Idol's top 20 men, Jada, who will be one of our guest performers that night, along with Tony Award winner Levi Kreiss, who you've heard on the show a number of times, and somebody I'm just getting to know, which is the powerhouse singer who was mentored by Christina Aguilera on The Voice two seasons ago. Her name is Deborah, and she is a fantastic singer, powerhouse, with a very bright future ahead of her as well, and a local and a Chicagoan. So, and a lesbian Chicagoan powerhouse, Deborah. I'm so excited. And, you know, there's lots of news going on, because it's Pride Month, locally, nationally. You know, I think there's still the fallout and editorials and conversations happening everywhere about Illinois and the House failing to put to vote marriage equality. And that story will continue to unfold. But I definitely think if you have not picked up Windy City Times, or if you did not read last week and pick up this week's Windy City Times, there's some great stories and perspectives, and also some information on what are the solutions moving ahead and how can we mobilize and make this thing happen for us soon. Because I don't know, you know, I'm so excited for Minnesota and other Rhode Island and other states that are moving forward with this legislation for their states. But I am sad. It's bittersweet here in Illinois. So it's a bittersweet Pride. But hopefully Gay Idol will make it sweeter and more fun. And the Tony Awards, you already probably know who's won because hopefully you've watched it. But the next show, Mitchell Fain and I will not only talk about the Tony Awards, but also talk about semifinals and our experience there. So, wow. It's a big show. Today, Jada, the American Idol hopeful, who last year was one of our top 12 contestants at Sidetrack for our finals, went on to have a shot at taking it all with the American Idol crown on a national stage on television as one of the top 20 men, and brought his own version of queerness and exceptional Chicago-ness to the competition. And I am really coming to have a really soft spot in my heart for this man, Jada, and I am thrilled that you'll get to have a little time with Jada on the show today. Jada on the program, stay with us.
I'm Kirk Williamson.
I'm Amy Matheny.
And this is the Week in News.
Some U.S. religious leaders are cutting ties with the Boy Scouts of America, saying they will no longer permit local troops to meet at their churches in reaction to the group's decision to allow openly gay youth members. Faith-based organizations charter about 70% of the Boy Scouts' more than 100,000 units.
In Florida, a federal judge has upheld the right of a Gay Straight Alliance, or GSA, to meet at a middle school in Leesburg. The judge's order upholds an agreement that allowed the group to meet until the end of the school year. Eighth grader Bailey Silberstein had tried to start the club, but her principal and school board had been blocking her efforts since January. They considered banning all clubs instead of allowing the GSA.
Apple has banned a Christian app that claims to help users cure themselves of homosexuality. However, it remains available for download for Google Android users. The app, called Setting Captives Free, claims you can be set free from the bondage of homosexuality through the power of Jesus Christ and the cross.
In Minnesota, marriage license applications for same-sex couples are now available as of June 6th. A marriage license obtained in one county is good anywhere in Minnesota. There will be a slight change in the new marriage license applications. Instead of asking for the names of bride and groom, they'll ask for names of the first and second applicants.
In Kansas, Jalen Messersmith of Benedictine College in Atchison told the AP that he is gay, making him the first U.S. men's college basketball player to say he is gay while still playing. Messersmith said he wanted to come out to help other gay athletes feel comfortable about who they are.
The court-martial of Army Private First Class Bradley Manning, accused of the largest security breach in U.S. history, began June 3rd in Fort Meade, Maryland, more than 3 years after he was arrested in Iraq. Manning, a member of the LGBT community, had admitted to sending troves of material to the anti-secrecy website WikiLeaks and pleaded guilty to charges that would send him to prison for up to 20 years. However, the U.S. military and the Obama administration are pursuing a charge of aiding the enemy, which carries a potential life sentence.
Media and technology company Comcast has launched Xfinity.com/LGBT, an online portal that brings together LGBT entertainment content. In addition, all Hear TV content on Xfinity On Demand and online will be available for free to Xfinity TV digital customers during the first week of June.
A former member of the elite United States Navy SEALs has come out to say she's now a woman. Kristen Beck, formerly Chris, served 20 years as a SEAL and fought on some of the most dangerous battlefields in the world. Beck has released a book, Warrior Princess, that details her journey to being a transgender woman.
In Tennessee, 11-year-old Marcel Neergaard is taking on anti-gay politician John Ragan, who is the co-sponsor of a controversial bill requiring teachers to out gay students to parents. Neergaard sponsored an online petition against the nonprofit Students First to withdraw a Reformer of the Year award it gave to Ragan approximately a year ago. Students First agreed to rescind the award after more than 53,000 Move On members in Tennessee and across the country signed the document.
In world news, South Korean movie director Kim Jo-Gwang-soo surprised many by announcing he will symbolically tie the knot with his longtime male partner Dave Kim September 7th in the highest profile ceremony of its kind ever in South Korea. The couple will want a massive public event in Seoul, with guests honoring their relations by donating money to build a center for LGBT people. They also plan to subsequently have their marriage registered. If they are rejected, as is expected, they intend to file a constitutional appeal.
The three European cities, London, Paris, and Limerick, Ireland, are possible hosts for the Gay Games 2018. The Gay Games started in San Francisco in 1982 and are hosted every 4 years. The Gay Games 2014 are being held in Cleveland and Akron, Ohio.
In Great Britain, the House of Lords has voted to approve the marriage or same-sex couples bill. On May 21st, the House of Commons, the lower chamber of Parliament, voted 366 to 161 to approve the measure, which would only apply to England and Wales. During the debate, Baroness Barker came out publicly for the first time, while Tory peer Lord Black revealed he has been with his male partner for a quarter century. The overwhelming support made it all but certain that marriage equality will come to England and Wales within the next year.
Germany's top court has told Chancellor Angela Merkel that same-sex partners in civil unions have the right to the same tax benefits as married heterosexual couples. Also, the Federal Constitutional Court said its judgment would apply retroactively to August 1st, 2001, meaning that possibly millions of dollars could go to pay gay and lesbian couples in civil partnerships who have overpaid in tax.
In entertainment news, lesbian WNBA player Brittany Griner is on the cover of ESPN magazine's Taboo issue, posing with a large snake. Griner's cover portrait accompanies a profile entitled Owning the Middle.
Gay marketing agency Target 10 has compiled a list of the top LGBT sports cities in the U.S., with Chicago and New York City tied at number one. Factors used in forming the list included LGBT population size, the number of LGBT leagues, Google Trends, hosting gay games, LGBT sports nights, and the presence of a gay sports bar.
Charisse Pimpenko, the singer who plays Sunshine Corazon on TV's Glee, has come out as a lesbian. She made the emotional revelation during an interview with a Filipino showbiz show. The 21-year-old star broke down in tears, admitting she has become estranged from her family. She also apologized to fans who might be disappointed. The singer first rose to fame after Ellen DeGeneres discovered her on YouTube and invited her to perform on her show in 2007. She has appeared on The Oprah Winfrey Show and has performed with Celine Dion, Andrea Bocelli, and more.
As for the reported suicide attempt by Michael Jackson's daughter, Paris, the 15-year-old allegedly revealed recently that she's been the target of bullies at school and that she has been feeling like an outsider as she struggled to fit in. Paris was rushed to a L.A. hospital for a possible overdose with purported cuts on her wrists hours after posting a series of mysterious tweets hinting at her emotional turmoil.
Esther Williams, the swimming champion turned actress who starred in aquatic Technicolor musicals of the 1940s and 50s, has died at the age of 91. Williams' co-stars included Gene Kelly, Frank Sinatra, Rhett Skelton, and Ricardo Montalban. After her 1962 marriage to Fernando Lamas, she retired from public life.
The Outlist, which profiles prominent members of the LGBT community, will debut on HBO on June 27th. The Outlist presents firsthand accounts spanning a wide range of topics from marriage equality and religion to culture, family, and politics.
Newly released IRS documents have revealed that Tie the Knot, an organization that openly gay Modern Family actor Jesse Tyler Ferguson founded, was among those targeted for special scrutiny by government organizations. The ongoing scandal over allegations of politically motivated probes by agents in the IRS Cincinnati office has dogged President Obama's administration in recent weeks, but thus far has been portrayed by congressional Republicans as only involving conservative groups, mostly affiliated with the Tea Party. Tie the Knot raises funds to support same-sex marriage by selling designer bow ties over the internet. And that's the weekend news brought to you by Windy City Times.
Hey, this is Emily from the Indigo Girls, and you are listening to the Windy City Queercast.
Culture Club. Culture Club. Culture Club. Theater.
Music.
Dance.
Art.
Performance.
Provocative.
Hilarious.
Exciting.
Queer.
Innovative.
Campy.
Edgy.
Original.
Get some culture in your life.
Join the club.
For the week of June 10th, 2013, you are in Chicago's Culture Club. Don't miss The Liar, now playing at Writers Theater in Glencoe, just minutes from downtown Chicago on the Edens or the Metra. Misunderstandings, secret agendas, and witty wordplay abound in this delightfully ingenious and irreverent update of a classic French romp that just might be the theatrical highlight of the spring. And that's no lie. To purchase tickets to The Liar, visit writerstheater.org.
Get ready for the show of the summer as About Face Theater presents The Pride. Set in London, The Pride is a sharp, witty portrait of urban gay couples and the punishing consequences of liberation. The Pride runs now through July 13th at Victory Gardens Richard Christensen Theater, and group rates are available. Visit aboutfacetheater.com to learn more.
Main Stage presents the funniest, edgiest, and most outrageous comics in the Queer Queens of Comedy, and that's comedy with a Q, Friday, June 14th. The Queer Queens of Comedy are headlined by comedian Poppy Champlin and will feature comedians Glenn LaRocca and Dana Austin. Tickets to the Queer Queens of Comedy at MAYNE Stage.com. theriterstheaters.com.
Discover the intimacy of the Writers Theater's bookstore space with the exhilarating drama Yellow Moon. Highly recommended by the Chicago Sun-Times for its larger-than-life storytelling and 4 stars from Time Out Chicago for its moving and immersive coming-of-age tale. Yellow Moon is playing now at Writers Theater in Glencoe, just minutes from downtown Chicago on the Edens or the Metra. For tickets, visit writerstheater.org.
Lifeline Theater concludes its 30th anniversary season of Big Stories up close with The Three Musketeers, based on the legendary classic by Alexandre Dumas. For tickets and more to The Three Musketeers, visit lifelinetheater.com, running now through July 21st. And for more Culture Club, visit windycitytimes.com.
Hi there, this is Deb Pierce reminding you it's okay. Go ahead. You're not alone. Post a comment.
Your love anymore.
In the summer of 2012, at our 10th annual Windy City Gay Idol Finals, gosh, just last summer, we met Jada. And just 6 months later, the world met Jada as a featured contestant on this season of American Idol. Sassy, original, boundary-busting Jada brought lots of art, style, and talent, plus a big dose of Chicago queerness to national TV as he ascended to the top 20 men on the television show. And though his stint on American Idol was cut short, I am thrilled that he is going to continue to have a home here with us at Windy City Gay Idol as Jada returns 1 year later for our big 11th annual Windy City Gay Idol Finals on Wednesday, June 26th at Main Stage as one of our guest performers. It all changes so fast. You know, they appear at Gay Idol Finals and then like Lady Gaga 6 months later, the Grammys. Jada 6 months later on American Idol. I'm telling you, lots happens on that stage. So I'm thrilled to have Jada with us on the show. Hey, Jada, how are you?
Hey, Amy, how are you?
I'm fantastic. Now, you're a Chicago boy. You're like born and bred here, right?
Yeah, that's true.
And were you proud to kind of represent Chicago on the television show?
I really was very proud to be on national TV representing my city, where I am born and raised, yes.
Yeah. Talk to me about growing up. Were you a musical kid? Were you an artistic entertainment kid?
You know, my love for music really started when I was very, very young. I would have to say maybe like 8 years old, going into my mom's room and popping in the Bodyguard CD motion picture album from Whitney Houston's movie, The Bodyguard. And I would just literally blast the CD like to the highest level on her radio and just like sing along on my mom's bed. And as I got older, you know, life is hard and you want to try to find ways to deal with how life can be growing up different. And what I would do is sing. And high school really was the time when I really truly dove into singing as my outlet to feel good, to make up for lack of love maybe in my life. And I would just escape into my own little zone and just sing for myself. I would always sing in my my back porch, and I begged my mom to buy me a karaoke machine when I was probably like, I don't know, 16, and she bought me a karaoke machine, and I would just sing on the karaoke machine every day, every day, every day. And even my neighbors next door would be like, "Is that you singing?" And I would always shy away and
respond yes, but just keep walking or whatever, not avoid the subject, because I was always too embarrassed and too shy growing up. Coming to terms with that.
Mm-hmm. How was high school for you? I mean, when did you know you were gay or different, or when did you come out?
I have this really cute story. I didn't know, when you're a little kid, you don't know what gay means, and you don't know, you know that you're different, but you just don't know how to identify. So I knew when I was, I have a really cute story. I was probably 5 years old, and I was in first grade, and I watched a little boy's class, a classmate of mine, I washed his hands. We were in the bathroom, and I was washing my hands, and I wanted to wash his hands. I don't know why I did that, or I don't know what, like, came over me in my head, but maybe I liked him. Maybe I thought he was a nice person, and I wanted him to be my friend, and that was my way of showing him. I mean, I'm 5 years old, you know, I'm
right.
Super innocent and endearing, you know, but I wanted to do that for him, and he told on me, he told the teacher, and I got sent in the back of the line. So that's when I really knew that there was something different about me. You know, I would always hang out with the girls instead of with the boys in sports. I would always hang out with the girls and play patty cake and gossip with them and, mm-hmm. you know, do girly things. And I would always get tormented and teased all the time, and never failed every school year. It mm-hmm. just rolled over with the ridicule. And I'm 28 now, you know, how did I survive all of that? I don't know, but you just do, you know,
yeah.
You just become a strong person.
You said that you found music really in high school. Did you have teachers, or was there a choir, or were there opportunities, or
you know,
where were the opportunities to sing at that time in your life?
You know, I tried in first grade. I also tried doing ballet. So that was my first taste of knowing that there are options in the arts in school to mm-hmm. be a part of something, so I would pursue it. But then it didn't really turn into anything serious. I didn't really start exploring my artistic interest, music artistic interest until high school. But I didn't go to a great high school either, where the arts was really encouraged. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really find other classmates or people or whatever, not programs in the school that I could attend all the time. So I was always trying to find my own way of letting this wanting to sing out on my own terms, mm-hmm. not necessarily in school, you know, but just at home a mm-hmm. lot. Whenever I would be bored, I would just sing in my closet. You know, mm-hmm. I was actually very, very embarrassed to sing, because I didn't want attention. Mm-hmm. So I would go into my closet and close the door and just sing to myself in the closet, because I didn't want my mom and my brother to know that I could sing or that I was interested in singing, because maybe growing up, I was never really, encouraged or, you know how, like, your parents goes to your soccer team or your soccer game, and they're there in the bleachers rooting you on? Mm-hmm. You know, I never had that. My mom always worked. She worked a lot growing up. So she would leave us, me and my brother, at home alone a lot. mm-hmm. So I would just need to find my own way.
So when you know? Did you grow enough confidence to think, well, I can sing in front of somebody? I mean, what was the difference between like 16 and 26 that allowed you to think, when you heard about Windy City Gay Idol, that you wanted to come out and try out?
Right. Well, my friends growing up, they knew, you know, I was a teenager, and they knew that I loved to sing. So I would always sing, and my friends really were the ones who got the taste of me singing, and so they helped me break that ice, right? And mm-hmm. I got older, and then I started discovering karaoke in the local neighborhood, you know, bars, whatever not. So I would, you know, go and sing karaoke, and the audience always responded well to me, so that fed my
mm-hmm. confidence.
My confidence, right? That fed my confidence. So I would just keep doing it and doing it and doing it, and I always pushed myself to do it, focus on it, do it, and care about however you feel about that moment after you finish. So give a good performance, give a good show, and then worry about the self-consciousness after you do it. So I always saw it as a work, you know, like I'm doing a job, so let me finish my job, do it the best that I can so that the world, the people love it, and then afterwards then I could just come back into myself and reflect. Yeah, so last summer in 2012, I pushed myself to just go to every single karaoke bar that I knew locally and outside of my South Side environment. I would go up north, whatever not.
Maybe that's where you saw the gay idols up north, right?
I did. I was like, you know what? Let me do this. I'm so happy that this is available. I'm so happy that this exists. So let me give this a shot and see what I get out of it. And when I went, it was magical.
What bar did you sing in?
For the Windy City Gay Idol?
Yeah.
I did a song at last, and whenever the judge was calling all the people who were going to be a part of the finals, whatever not, he didn't call my name, so I just was like, oh, well, at least I did my thing. And then they had, like, this really cute thing, like a rainbow ticket or whatever not, I guess I won the rainbow ticket. Like, you know, he saw something really special in me, just like how the judges saw. I'm getting emotional right now. Just like, you know, the judges on American Idol, you know, the Keith Urban, Nicki Minaj, Mariah Carey, and Randy Jackson, they saw something really special to be in.
Why it's so good that we have that rainbow card for people listening, you know, where we're barreling into our semifinals will be this weekend, and then on the 26th we'll have our finals. But, you know, the exciting thing about that is, people, as you all have heard over the course of the weeks of the show, people come to a club and they sing, and it's very much like the television show where you have three judges who give feedback and then the audience votes. It's an audience vote, you know, with ballots, with paper ballots, not with phones. But we instituted last year for the first time, and this year we have had them too, the rainbow card or rainbow ticket, where the judges, if they feel somebody was robbed and that somebody should have won, the judges pass somebody through on. And so you were one of the great recipients of that. So definitely you had something that, you know, the judges who all usually have an entertainment background or something like that, you know, and also hear a lot of singers, felt. Talk to me about, okay, you were in the top 12 with us with Windy City Gay Idol last year, and then summer kind of happens. When did you hear that American Idol was in town? And what was the process? I think a lot of us think, like, you go and you hear they're coming to town and you go stand in some stadium and that they hear all 20,000 of those people. That's not how it happens, is it? So tell us a little bit about practically how it happens. You hear American Idol's in town. Where did they have you meet? And then how did you get from driving down there or taking the L down there to being in front of the judges?
So I heard American Idol was holding registrations, because you have to register first, and that happened at the United Center. And yes, like you said, it was a two-day thing where it was a cattle call, and they see thousands of people try out, and it's amazing the turnout of people. I mean, I was in the 18,000s. You know, my number was all the way in the 18,000. So I heard on the radio, Kiss FM, I think it was, or 96.3, B96, that American Idol was holding registrations, and, you know, it was a gorgeous summer day. I was off work. I had nothing to do but, you know, have free time, and, you know, I just went on a whim and just registered, and then the next day I had to go back and audition. So it was like probably like a 4 or 5 hour wait in the United Center. Yes, you are just sitting there waiting around, watching other singers, you know, sing, you know, to get through to the next round, because there's so many rounds. I mean, I had to audition 3 times before I could actually meet the judges, before I could actually meet the celebrity judges, because, I mean, they narrow it down for the celebrity judges. I mean, the celebrity judges are not going to be there all day, hours, seeing one after thousands, you know? Yep. They narrow it down to, like, the best of the best of Chicago, and I was one of them. To the executive producers, I auditioned for them as well. You know, the American Idol executive producers.
Now, are you singing the same song the whole time that second day that you go back? And, you know, you've made it through the first day, and so now you're going to go back and sing. Are you singing the same 30 seconds?
No. I wanna keep the momentum alive, but not by singing the same song so that I'm jaded and I feel like I'm a robot. You know, I want to offer something different. And the first song I did was Christina Aguilera, Something's Got a Hold on Me, from mm-hmm. Burlesque. And then I did Rumor Has It, because I was just so addicted to that song. Mm-hmm. I did Rumor Has It, and then I did a Selena song in Spanish. And, you know, finally, whenever I got to meet the celebrity judges at the planetarium, I sang Rumor Has It again. You know, so I wanted to kind of give myself audition with different songs every time so that, you know, when I came back to Rumor Has It, it felt fresh again in a way. I don't know.
So at the last time, do you know when you go to the planetarium that you're walking in and you're going to be in front of all four of them?
Well, yeah, they have you come and audition for them, and they tell you, okay, it's time, you made it, you're going to meet the celebrity judges, come at this time to the planetarium, and you're going to meet them, and oh, God, it was so magical. It was just unbelievable. I mean, words can't even explain what it feels like to stand there, and it, all eyes are on you, and that all eyes on you feeling, it's an amazing feeling. Everyone should feel something like that.
So with all eyes on you at the planetarium, you're walking in the room. I mean, obviously, that day before that, you know, you've had some time to, over the years of going into the clubs, as you said, and finding your voice and having friends and strangers support you, to also kind of work on this representation, this personality, this look, this entertainer that is Jada, that you've evoked, you know, that you've created. And talk to me a little bit about that, because obviously on the television show, they talked about you as being androgynous. They talked about you as being
transgender.
Talk to me about how you identify, or how you would describe, you know, what inspires you to express yourself with style? I guess I'm talking about your style.
Yeah, my femininity, my natural femininity inside of my soul and my spirit inspires me to let this image free. Mm-hmm. And I embrace it all the way. I don't suppress it by any means. I don't want to pretend to be something that I'm not. I want to grab your attention first and foremost before I open my mouth. So I feel like this is the image, my image, my androgynous image is a weapon, a tool to get your attention before I even open my mouth, so that when I open my mouth to sing, everything just comes full circle. There's a package there. So this image was something that I created ever since I started working selling cosmetics with Lancome Cosmetics. I was always, every day I would go to work and I would be surrounded by so much French cosmetics, luxurious beauty. And I wanted to embrace it. I wanted to wear it on my face. I wanted to also style and dress myself according to how I, cosmetics, foundation, mascara, eyeshadow, lipstick, whatever that would make me feel. So it makes sense. Can you imagine if I was in some baggy pants, some Jordans, and like a baggy shirt with makeup on? I mean, that just doesn't make sense, right? So what I want to do is I want to be balanced. I want to have the feminine look complemented by my heels, my accessories, my jewelry, my tight fitted clothes, my femininity overall. I play around with my look. Sometimes I would let my mustache and goatee grow out. I wanted to do kind of like a George Michael meets Boy George kind of look. I experimented with that for a little bit, but now I want to go head on force with my look as far as shaving. You know, I go, so I want to shave now and just kind of look more feminine.
Do you have style icons? I mean, you mentioned the George Michael, Boy George. Was that something that the television show or the producers, or obviously they have amazing creative and stylists and people too that give influence to some people who don't have any style. You obviously mm-hmm. have enormous style. So mm-hmm. did you work with them as well, or did they just kind of say Jada's got it handled?
I know, right? No, absolutely not. They don't, they had no input, artistically, image-wise for me mm-hmm. from the beginning at all. They had mm-hmm. no input. This was all my own creation, my own creation. And I went into the show just like that, being consistent every time. Mm-hmm. Hollywood Week, all three rounds, you know, and then finally the Sudden Death Challenge at Vegas. I mean, I could have done more, I'm sure, after, had I, you know, been mm-hmm. let through. But everything was all me. Everything was all creation of me.
Talk to about Hollywood Week. Mm-hmm. Is there any aspect of Hollywood Week that's fun, or is it all just entirely nerve-wracking?
No, you know, you work a lot. You have to work a lot. You have to get up really, really early. You're on a schedule. You know, these people need to make a show happen, and they have to get you on a very strict agenda every day for all three rounds, because it's a solo round, and then it's a group round, and then it's a final solo round, and then that's when the judges come to a conclusion regarding who's going to be top 20 guys, top 20 girls, etc. It was very, very, it was a lot of hard work, but it was a lot of easy hard work. Mm-hmm. It wasn't hard work. It was mm-hmm. very easy. Just be you, do your thing and give it your all. That's all you have to do. And that's what Nicki Minaj always stressed. Mm-hmm. You know, she would come in before they would begin taping. She would come in and have a little pep talk with us. And she mm-hmm. would tell us, I want to see you. I want to see what makes you different. I want to see. And in my head, I'm like, wow, I got this. Mm-hmm. Like, she's talking to me. You know, mm-hmm. I was, out of all the hundreds of guys, I think it was like 150 of us who went to Hollywood Week. Mm-hmm. And you saw how they segregated us. They segregated mm-hmm. the guys from the girls this season. I was there. I was the only one in makeup and heels and glitter and et cetera. And I just felt so special. I felt mm-hmm. like I got this. I'm going to make it. Mm-hmm. And I did. You know, yeah. I made it top 20. I made it to Vegas. I could have made it farther. I know I could have. But, you know, the show was just very, very, very strategized. And they knew what they wanted in the end. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. they got it. They got their female winner. They got their female winner, you know, so.
Talk to me about these judges, Mariah Carey. I mean, obviously, you spent some time with all of them, and most people listening, you know, might be fans of many of these people. You know, just kind of tell me what you feel about them. Like, what are the words that come to mind when I say Mariah?
Statuesque.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. You say her name, and I just, wow, she's like a statue, like a goddess, a Greek goddess, gorgeous. Yeah. Beauty, she's radiant, she's just light coming out of her. I mean, you just want to be next to her, basically. Mm. Like, you just want to feel like you need to be next to her.
And
she's just so genuine. And Nicki, just, you know, cool, real, honest, down to earth, funny, sarcastic, mm-hmm. out there. I mean, we're around the same age, so she's a Sagittarius, so I see fire sign all over her. I see her, you know, I see who she is. She's a character, and mm-hmm. she's fantastic at what she does. She's a genius. She's smart.
How about
itself.
Randy?
Old school, like, veteran, American Idol.
Yeah, how are they going to do American Idol without Randy? I mean, he was the last one of the original clan. That's,
that'll
be interesting. And how about Keith Urban, are the cute country boy? As I say, the cutest lesbian on the panel.
Right. No, he was a nice man. He was a very nice man. He's a Scorpio, so, you know, he comes from a very intense, passionate, you know, side. Like, so everything that he feels and speaks, it's from the heart. And mm-hmm. he's very witty, too. He was very witty and clever, and he had a way with words, and I like that.
I thought he was a really great judge. I really thought his feedback throughout the year
was really, really great. He was a very nice man.
What did it feel like when you went, oh, my God, it's the first live television show? I mean, you talk about all eyes being on you in that moment when you first walked in to meet the four judges for the first time. But that's got to be when the top 20 guys first appeared on TV. Was that night? What do you remember about that night?
Yeah, it was crazy because, you know, when Nicki Minaj wasn't there when I walked in, and it was just Mariah, Randy, and Keith. And in my head, I'm like, no, why is she not here? Yeah. And they were like, We're going to have you come back a little later in the day to audition. And I knew why. I knew why they asked me that, because Nicki Minaj wasn't there. So then finally Nicki Minaj comes on the set. And it was crazy because where they told me to go sit down, the elevator, there was an elevator to the left of me. And it was so cool. Like, the elevator opens and then this man comes out. And then Nicki Minaj comes right after him and she's on her phone. And I'm like, cool. Nicki Minaj just walked right in front of me. And then she goes, she takes her seat. Everything is back, you know, how it needs to be. And then they call me and they're like, okay, you're next. And I'm like, wow, this is so awesome.
Mm-hmm. And do you have a favorite moment on the show? On the whole experience, I guess, from yeah. Your favorite moment of the whole American Idol experience, I guess.
Yeah, when the judges asked me why in Hollywood Week, the first round, which you didn't get to see either. That was the part when I took my little jacket off and then I turned around and then I'm singing the song. Do you remember I'm wearing the leather skirt?
Mm-hmm.
You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
That was the first song that I did. And when they asked me, why are you the next American Idol? And I told them, I am the next American Idol because androgyny needs to be seen more in the media and pop culture. We need a gay pop icon. And I feel like I could be him. I told them, I often ask my friends, when was the last time we had a boy George? When was the last time we had a prince? You know, and when I said Prince, I kind of tilted my heel a little bit, and then they all just started laughing, you know, because I'm like, yeah, I'm representing Prince in a way, if you think about it. I'm wearing heels. He was a man, and he wore heels.
Yep.
And here I am wearing heels in front of you, in front of the world, and I'm okay with that. I love it. I love everything that I'm representing. So that was my favorite moment in the entire experience, Idol experience, when they asked me, why should you be the next American Idol, and my answer that I gave them.
Yeah.
It was very solid.
And it's so interesting, too, hearing you tell your story of being this not very confident boy, you know, in a Chicago home, in his closet, singing, to being this very out in front, on the front lines, unabashed, you know, queer-tastic, fresh, androgynous, smart, confident, you know, guy. And I think that's what makes people stand out, and that's what they saw in you, that you had that within you. We have 12 finalists that are going to be singing for the finals here in a couple of weeks, and you, I am sure, have learned a lot, not only from starting off doing Gay Idol, but then going on to American Idol. What would be advice you would give for our finalists who are, in a competition that is similar, where they're singing, they want to present themselves well, they want to pick the right song, look right. You know, what is the best advice you could give them?
You said it right there when you said pick the right song. Pick the right song in terms of the passion that you're going to evoke. I want to believe the words that you are singing to me. Mm-hmm. I want to believe, choose a song that you know is the best song that you can sing, and that it's going to evoke that passion inside of you so that it translates on stage. So I believe you, so that I don't feel like you're just singing a song, a song. And it's about image too. It's about image. Show us what style you are. Show us who you are. If you're clean cut, okay, be clean cut, but because that's you, right? But if you're artistic, don't be afraid to show that, you know, let it out. I want to see an artist basically in front of me. I want to see a well put together artist, because you are an artist. Mm-hmm. Every single finalist that is competing for Windy City Gay Idol this year is an artist. Mm-hmm. And I want to see that on stage. I want you to perform for me. I want you to put on a show. Yes, I mean, some of them may want to sit down with a guitar and just a microphone. That's fine, because that's their aesthetic. That's who they are. And there's a lot of room in music for that kind of performance. But if you are a full-blown performer like me and you want to showcase something so unique and different, show me that. You know, choose a song that you know it's gonna move people or move you, so that you translate that and we see it and we believe you.
Fantastic. What are you working on now, Jada?
Right now, I am keeping a very, very low profile. I am working with a Chicago-based producer and DJ. Mm-hmm. His name is Gil G, and he is, I think, Calvin Harris meets Avicii meets Zedd. And that's his style of music. That's what he creates. And he mm-hmm. created two beats for me, and he emailed them to me, and I am providing the lyrical content. I actually finished writing one song, and it's amazing. We just need to get in the studio, lay my vocals down, mash it all together. He needs to master it so that I can finally have... I know I need a demo, five songs, so I'm working on five songs right now for a demo that I'm going to want to present to a few powerful people. I actually met Brian Graydon. Mm-hmm. He is a former MTV logo and VH1 president. Mm-hmm. In 2009, I think it was, or 2007, I think he stepped down mm-hmm. from MTV, and now he's doing other things. But in 2009, he was announced as one of the top 10 most powerful gay men. And I was just in LA 2 weeks ago, and I performed for him. Mm-hmm. And he is definitely someone who has asked me if I need any help of any kind to let him know, and he's going to be one of the first people who's going to get my five song demo CD to see, you know, how he and I can work together. So that's what I'm working on right now. I'm working on some songs for my demo, and I'm going to work with a photographer, a close friend of mine, who's going to take amazing, gorgeous pictures of me, and, you know, to tell my story visually. Mm-hmm. And my music is going to tell my story, you know, audio wise, you know, yes. With words, with poetry. And I'm just going to put a package together, a business plan. I'm going to work on my bio. I know you got my bio.
Yes.
I'm going to work on it a little bit more, you know, just to keep it up to date all the time, regarding what new things I'm doing. And I'm going to put this whole package together, and I'm going to reach out to some agencies and managers, whoever want to take a chance on, you know, a very different, you know, entertainer kind of person. You know, I'm going to San Antonio, Texas for Gay Pride.
Yes, that's
yeah,
so exciting.
It's I leave the day after I perform for you at yes. Windy City Gay Idol and everyone. So I leave for the weekend, and I have a show booked out there. So I'm going to be singing, you know, out there for the Texans, and then I'm going to premiere my new song there, and then I come back here Sunday morning for Gay Pride Chicago, and I'm going to be on the B96 float.
Fantastic.
I know, right? Yeah, they invited me. They were like, yeah, you know, come on the B96 float. I'm like, okay. So I'll be able to, so I'll be able to play my song on the float, so awesome. You know, everyone could hear it. You know, I want everyone to hear my song. I'm gonna make everyone dance, you know, feel yeah. good and yeah. simple, you know, beat driven dance yeah. song.
Fantastic. Well, mm-hmm. I just am so excited. What's so exciting about this story is it's such a story that's such a transformation story, your mm-hmm. story. And what's so great now is you get to add you found your voice, and now you get to add your voice to the voice. You know what I'm saying? Like, you get to add your lyrics and the music that you would hear, and this style that you've created, this, you know, bring all of who Jada is out, mm-hmm. Out to the front of the stage, mm-hmm. with confidence and with all of your experiences, because they're so, so valuable. And what an inspiration to young kids, you know, who mm-hmm. were shy or, as you said, really had a hard time struggling mm-hmm. through just being who they are in school. And, you know, to see someone like you on mm-hmm. television. I mean, how exciting that is. And of course, everything that you're about is so Windy City Gay Idol. So we're so thrilled that you are going to be one of our guest performers on June 26th. We hope everybody is going to come to Main Stage, because it's going to be a great concert this year. You know, we have the pre-sale VIP tickets, which you can get, which gets you a great seat with beverage and food service tableside. And you have access to the downstairs main bar and the upstairs, which is only a VIP bar. You can also get tickets at the door. Tickets are cheaper at the door, but if you want to get information, you can go to mainstage.com/gay idol and purchase your tickets or find out about our guest performers and our guest judges and everything that is happening That day. It's right smack dab in the middle, hump day, in the middle of our Pride weekends this year in Chicago. And we're so thrilled to be 11 years strong in this community and getting stronger. And so grateful to Smirnoff and all of our sponsors for helping this event happen. It's going to be a really great show. And we're looking forward to a great weekend at Sidetrack. Sidetrack Saturday, June 15th. Here we come. And that is awfully fun in the glass bar. And you can wander around all the bars because the contest will be shown on all the television screens, even on the rooftop. So wall-to-wall people, as we narrow down to these 12 finalists, you'll be able to listen to your top semifinalists from across the city and narrow it down to these top 12 who Jada has just given some really amazing advice to and shown how you do it, as you come here, and even bigger and better things are in the future. Jada, we can't wait to see you at the Gay Idol Finals on the 26th. And thanks so much for being on the show. And I hope that Windy City Queercast will also get one of those first five song CD demos, because we will play your music on our show for sure and be proud of you.
Yeah, for sure. I can't wait. You know, I want everyone to have a piece of me in that sense.
We all want a piece of you, Jada. You're too damn pretty.
Oh, thank you. You're so sweet.
And you sing so pretty, too.
Oh, thanks.
Thanks so much, Jada.
Thank you.
Got something to say? Call us today. 312-21-BE-GAY. Well, everybody, I hope you will come out this Saturday, June 15th at Sidetrack, 2 o'clock, the doors open. Tickets are at the door. You just have a cover at the door, $10. Get in. You get a ballot. You will automatically be entered to win a trip for two to Toronto and Broadway in Chicago's The Bee Gees. Tickets to the Pride with About Face Theater, who brought you The Homosexuals a couple of years ago. Amazing, amazing prizes. A great day of music while our 23 contestants duke it out to be in the top 12. So hopefully we'll see you at Sidetrack. I will be there. Mitchell Fain will be there. Scott Duff will be there. Megan Murphy, Levi Christ will be at finals. He won't be at semifinals. But Robert Hughes, our current 2012 Gay Idol, will be there as well, looking at who he may be passing his crown off to. So come to Sidetrack this Saturday, June 15th, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. We cannot wait to see you there. Have a great week, everyone. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening to another Windy City Queercast. Special thanks to our Queercast family, Kirk Williamson, newscaster, and Di Sturkey, production editor. I'm Amy Matheny, your host. Please comment on our shows at WindyCityQueercast.com and iTunes. The next Queercast is only days away, so don't miss it. Subscribe today. Windy City Queercast, queer and now.
Well, rumor has it he's the one I'm leaving you for.